Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. We all love cast recordings. That's just a fact. It's the way we relive our favorite shows after seeing them on stage and the way we discover new shows that may one day become our favorite shows. In 2020, New York Theater Barn launched Theater Barn Records, dedicated to original musicals in development. Today, to talk about the just-released single from the new musicals mixtape and two more concept albums being released over the next couple of months is A&R director Joe Barros and president Hector Flores Jr. Hector, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much. We're so happy to be here.
No problem. I love discovering new work. So anytime that I can have somebody on who's promoting and supporting them, I'm going to do what I can for you. But before we get to talking about the new works and everything, we got to get to know you a little bit better because our listeners might not know you. So I always ask for a 30-second bio. So Hector, who are you in 30 seconds?
All right. Well, I am a Puerto Rican queer theater, creature of the theater. I started out as a performer. I got my degree from the University of Tampa, and then I was a performer for a while. And then after realizing how I got spoken to and things that I was kind of like made to do in shows that made me feel uncomfortable, I was like, let me switch gears. Because if I'm the head honcho, if I'm kind of in charge, then that can't happen in the rooms that I'm controlling. So that put me on the director choreographer route. And then when I saw that it was still the same thing because the producers were still producing the same types of shows over and over again, I was like, well, we have to do new works. We have to tell our own stories. And if I can help usher that in, that is amazing. And I got pulled into New York Theater Barn as a choreographer for the choreography lab back in, what was it, 2018?
Yeah.
And I've been part of New York Theater Barn and growing this new branch of Theater Barn called Theater Barn Records. And for me, concept albums were always a way for me to reach the show because even though I lived in Jersey City and I was close, my family didn't always have the money for me to go see a Broadway show because it's very expensive. So being able to hear that music and still hear the story and be taken to these magical places without even leaving my room was something that was phenomenal. So when we had the opportunity to basically create that in short spurts for shows that are still on the rise, we were like, we have to do it.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for doing all that. That's awesome. And I guess, Joe, who are you in 30 seconds?
Yeah, so I'm Joe Barros, and I am an award-winning queer director, choreographer, and writer. I've worked on Broadway, off-Broadway, regionally, internationally, and in film. And I've also been the artistic director of New York Theater Barn for the past 16 years. I'm one of the co-founders. We're an inclusive home for original, culture-shifting musicals during incubation. And we primarily serve underrepresented artists and audiences. I just wrote a musical with Nico Juber called Winner. We just did a workshop in London. The show is about a rigged high school election in 1999 that subsequently ends up outing a queer female identifying couple, one of whom eventually comes out as bisexual.
Nico's fantastic. I love Nico.
Yeah, she's awesome. And her cast album, Millennials
just dropped.
Yeah, Millennials Are Killing Musicals.
Yeah, she just emailed me about that. And I said, yep, I saw that. We're going to figure out something about that as well. Nice.
We love it. We've been listening to it. And we got to be a little part of it in its off-Broadway run, actually.
Yeah.
I was, as a side story, I was supposed to come down and see that, but my passport got misplaced in the mail for 5 months.
So, oh.
Yeah. So that's a whole different story. But yeah, I was supposed to be down there, but life happens. I'll just listen to the cast report again and imagine.
And it'll take you there. That's
exactly
what they do.
Exactly.
So this cast recording is really great.
It's in my next thing to listen to. I got so many to listen to, but that is one of the next ones. So again, before we get in, were you always in a musical theater growing up? Or was that something you discovered a little bit later in life and then took you to this time that you're in now?
For me, like I always loved music. I was always singing and dancing around the house. Whatever was on the radio, my family was really into music too, but my family's super Puerto Rican, so it was usually like if I tried to put it on Z100, my dad put it back on La Mega. So it was Porque Se Pega, baby. And I discovered my first Broadway show at 9 because everybody was raving about Rent at the time. So my mom got us tickets to go see Rent because it was the hot thing to see just in the city. And I was like, I don't know what this is, and it doesn't make any sense to me, but it's amazing. And that cast album was a double disc back when we had CDs. I'm dating myself. And I wore that CD out. My mom was like, no more Over the Moon. I'm good. I'm good. But then I was a monster. I was hooked.
Yeah, and nobody in my family was really into musicals. But for me, it was The Wizard of Oz, the movie, which is an incredible musical. I was just so blown away by it. And the community theater in my town called the Pacifica Spindrift Players in the San Francisco Bay Area, they did a production of The Wizard of Oz. I was 5 years old or 4 years old, and I was also blown away by seeing it live. I remember my mom said during the scene with the scarecrow, I peed on her lap. So there's a picture of me being held by the scarecrow at the end, and it's just like pee all over my leg.
Because you didn't want to get up, you didn't want to miss a bit.
So a few years later, when I was in third grade, I was in a revival of that production at the same theater. And it was then that I was like, wow, this is what I really want to do. And then, my perception of musicals changed. And it wasn't until I discovered William Finn's falsettos through the double CD set of March of the Falsettos in Falsettoland that it really took me on this journey that musicals could be about us. And that musicals are healing. And I think, that's some of what you actually said, Hector, in sort of the musicals that sort of inspires you and were the impetus for you to come to this world. But we lost my grandparents to AIDS when I was very young. My grandfather had a blood transfusion and passed it to my grandmother. And I was coming out and coming of age during the AIDS crisis. So discovering a show like Falsettos felt very liberating, felt very powerful, felt very representative of what I was feeling. And it changed my perception of really what a musical can be in the world.
It's always I'm always interested in how to get they get you got from then to now, because there's always that journey, and what you do now is always represented in the past. So let's talk about the now and Theater Barn Records. Tell us a little bit about it and the singles and the albums you have coming out, because I know you got a ton of stuff.
Yeah, so it took us like about 2 years, I want to say, to really get the infrastructure down for it. And we had some co-releases with Broadway Records. So anyone can go to wherever they stream music and listen to Seasons, a musical song cycle by Tyler Tafoya. And the second is Freedom Riders, the civil rights musicals. And Brynn Williams is singing her face off on that. The whole cast of Freedom Riders is phenomenal. Make sure you go listen to both. And recently we released our first single off of a series we're calling the New Musicals Mixtape, which will have a single from a new musical every time we do a release for it.
And
And
that single is actually called Nothing Like the Girls at Home. It's from a musical called The Belle of Tombstone. It's performed by Neja Thomas. That musical is written by Sheila Ray, Michelle Brauerman, Thomas Edward West, and is about the Jewish wife of Wyatt Earp and the women of the American West, and has a cast of all women.
Neja Thomas rips it up on that recording, so make sure you listen to that soon. It's called Nothing Like the Girls at Home.
Sheila's fantastic. I had her on and talk about that show. So yes, that's
Yeah,
amazing.
she's exciting. She's getting ready to go to see the opening of Harmony at some point soon because she's best friends with Barry Manilow.
Well, that's nice. Tell us a little bit more about the mixtape and the other shows.
So we have a few shows that are coming down the pike, and we're hoping to release those in 2024, but we're still working those out. But this fall, we are going to be releasing a concept EP of Sueños, Our American Musical, book music lyrics by Jesse J. Sanchez. And I'm really excited about this because being Latino, I feel like we don't get to see many stories that are about us that are written by us. The reality of the canon is that we only have two shows that were written by, for, and about Latino people with us in the room, and those are In the Heights in 2008 and then On Your Feet in 2015. And musical theater, like the first Tony Awards were 1950 something. So it's kind of like, how do we only have two after all this time? So the fact that we can give Broadway voices to this show is just very exciting. And the release of that is going to be on October 13th. And pre-sale happens on October 1st. So hopefully we'll be back with some cast members to and with the writer to talk about it a little later.
And it specifically follows a Mexican story. So it's about three generations of a Mexican American family in their pursuit of the American dream. It actually features Lynette Hanau, Broadway's Bad Cinderella.
Robbie Hager from Spring Awakening and many other things, Courtney Wolfson and Ariana Rosario. Other voices on the soundtrack are Christopher Stanley Ward, Nisseli Vega, and Chris Carrasco.
You got some heavy hitters on the album. That's fantastic.
And all the voices are phenomenal. When you hear them together, you're like, how, where, what, huh?
It's
And
amazing. Yeah. Go
later this fall, we are so excited to be releasing Xena Warrior Musical.
So, Xena Warrior Musical is a trip, and there when I was actually hired to be the choreographer for the show last October in a developmental production that we did at $3 Bill in Brooklyn. And it was such a life-changing experience because this particular show, during the 90s, the show, Gabrielle and Xena's relationship was always innuendo, and it was kind of like something that could never be really spoken out loud because it was 90s TV and it was, a sign of the times. But this show lets it kind of be real and spoken out loud. And what I love about this is that the creators of the show, Essie Lucier and Megan Rose, have built the show in such a way that it's not just about the queer character and the queer narrative, but the whole world, the way the world is built is built in a queer way. And we get to make space for so many stories that you don't necessarily hear. And the show, the musical is, we call it Lucy, is her there. Sorry, let's take this back. The musical is an homage or a thank you to the TV show because one of the writers, it was their way to cope with coming out and going to an all-girl school and figuring all that out. And it's campy and it's funny, but it's got a lot of heart and these people sing through the roof. It's an amazing, eclectic rock concert.
And what's exciting is that this is actually a full album with four bonus tracks, which is like super, super cool. And it includes the entire original cast. And then it also includes queer icons of the American musical theater.
That are doing the thing, and they are recording the bo four bonus tracks for the whole album. So they'll get the developmental cast recording to know the people who originated these roles, and these Broadway stars coming in and singing these bonus tracks. And I was actually just in the studio with Jen Colella yesterday, who will be voicing Xena, Taylor Iman Jones, who will be voicing Gabrielle. We had L. Morgan Lee in the studio 2 weeks ago to record the role of Aphrodite, which is super exciting. And Ren Rivera is going to be recording for a new character called Marina that was written for the show.
Cool. I'm always curious, how did you stumble upon these shows? Did they come to you? Did you seek them out?
It's always a mixed bag at New York Theatre Barn because we take submissions for things, and because we have so many programs, there's a lot of programs the shows can kind of like weave through.
Yeah.
So that's one way.
But and so, well, Xena is the reason that we're connected to Xena is because Hector was the choreographer and did a great job on the show last year, and we forged, we created a relationship with those writers. But Sueños was first in our New York series because
Amanda Robles,
Amanda
who's
Robles.
a phenomenal singer.
Yeah, Amanda Robles was in a show called Love and Yogurt with us and did a bunch of projects, and she recommended that we talk to Jesse Sanchez, who had a new musical that he was writing called Sueños, Our American Musical. And I thought it was really, really wonderful, and immediately put it in the New Work series and got to meet a lot of actors that I didn't know, a lot of Latinx actors that I'd never worked with before. And so it was in our New Work series, it was in our choreography lab, and then we created a whole residency called Inside the Incubation, where we basically did a workshop that we filmed and created like a mini documentary. It still exists on YouTube. And then the show was in Barn on Fire, our inaugural residency on Fire Island 2 years ago. We're now in our second season that we just finished. It's a residency in the Fire Island Pines for four original musicals in development, and it's mentored by Jerry Mitchell, the Tony Award-winning director choreographer.
Two times.
Two-time Tony Award-winning director choreographer, and he was
And
the host.
philanthropist.
Yeah, he was the host of it this year too. So it's actually been in all of our programs now with Theater Barn Records as well. So
So
Sueños.
Sueños is the first show to go through every single one of New York Theater Barn's incubation.
And to inspire new incubatory systems along the way.
What you guys are doing is just so important. There just isn't enough of this sort of thing out there. And because everyone needs support, and the fact that you're doing it and bringing all these shows to life is phenomenal. And I don't think you get enough congratulations and thanks for that. So I'm going to do it for everybody. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
doing
Thank
this.
you. Well, speaking of celebrating, we are going to be celebrating our 16th anniversary through our 16th anniversary gala. And we want our community to know about that. So on Monday, November 13th at the Museum of Broadway, we are going to be having a really exciting gala that not only includes museum tours, which are actually closed to the public at that time and just exclusive to New York Theater Barn patrons and family members, but we'll also be honoring musical theater writer Jiraiya Kwame and our New York Theater Barn's managing director, Kate Trammell. Jiraiya is the writer of a new musical called Little Miss Perfect, among many other things, including collaborations with Lauren M. Gunderson and
Pasek and Paul for Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
A recent collaboration with Pasek and Paul for Lyle Lyle Crocodile. And Kate Trammell is an incredible stage director and disability advocate. She's done amazing things for our
Organization.
organization, our artists, and for the disabled community.
Great. That's fantastic. So how do people find out more about Theater Barn Records, these releases, the gala, etc.?
Yeah, they can go to our website at nytheaterbarn.org. That's theater with an R-E, nytheaterbarn.org. We have information there. We also, any of the albums that Hector mentioned that are already available, like Seasons or Freedom Riders or the new musicals mixtape, these are all available wherever you stream music, Spotify, iTunes, and so forth. Sueños will be out soon and it'll be on pre-sale shortly, and all that information will be on our website, plus our Instagram.
So you can definitely follow us on Instagram at New York Theater Barn. That's NEW. You're going to spell it all the way out. New York Theater Barn. At New York Theater Barn. And a lot of the stuff definitely goes out through our Instagram, and that is an easy way to kind of like quickly get the information.
Sure. And when those are released, I will be promoting those on my social feeds as well, just to make sure everybody's got a chance to listen to them and pick them up and experience, the great things that you guys are doing. Before we go, I just want to know, is there anything on a personal side that you've got, any projects you've got going that you're allowed to talk about? Hector, is there anything you've got you want to promote?
Oh my goodness. I'm really excited and really proud of these albums because I feel like we worked on them from the ground up, especially with Sueños for so long. We've been incubating Sueños for what, like 3 years now, three,
Yeah.
4 years. So it's nice to see the work be able to reach the masses where like normally when you do a reading, it's kind of like, ooh, it's this room is 60 people or a room 100 people. Outside of that, I might be performing in On Your Feet in the spring, and there's a possibility. Well, I'll be directing Elf in the fall, and I have a couple of other things that I'll be directing next year, including Finding Nemo. So I'm excited to get on the stage, be, get back in tech like six different times in a year. It'll be great.
Very cool. And Joe, do you have anything that you've got going
Yeah,
on?
well, I just did this workshop in London with this musical winner with Nico Juber. It was really exciting. We learned a lot about the show, and I'm also I also teach at the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts. So in my class with the musical theater students, I'm going to be further developing that show, and a few other projects. a new musical by Matthew Puckett called Andy Keith and Jean-Michel about Andy Warhol, Keith Haring, and Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Wow.
So that's going to be exciting. And then Nico and I hope to record a concept EP sometime in the spring for winter.
Very cool. Well, you'll have to keep us in the loop of all this stuff, because I will help promote and support you as much as I can out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Again,
You.
congratulations on the releases, the upcoming albums, and everything else you've got in the pipeline for the future. Yeah, keep up the good work, and thank you from everybody out there who's a writer and creator, what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been so much fun.
Awesome. All right. We were just speaking with Joe Barrows and Hector Flores Jr. from the Theater Barn Records. Tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion. That is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Jovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.